Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. Pam is the co-author of the book, Ordinary Greatness is Where You Least Expect It Everywhere. OrdinaryGreatnessBook.com, right, Pam?
That's right.
Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about making decisions, folks. Pam, one of my mentors years ago told me that the key to success for him was to make lots of decisions. Lots of decisions. His point was, if you make lots of decisions, that means you're making them increasingly smaller. You're making smaller decisions. And as you said earlier, when over half of your decisions turn out to be wrong, if you're making a lot of little decisions, sure, you're going to make a lot more wrong ones, but if they're little, they're not going to cost you as much. What do you think?
I think you're right. I'm thinking about how do you eat an elephant a bite at a time? And if you're making those little decisions along the way and you make a decision that's incorrect or it doesn't support your business, then you have the opportunity to go back and fix it and rethink it. As opposed to waiting till the end and making some huge, big decision, and then you're kind of done. So, one of the things I really want people to think about are ways that we can expand our options and how we can think outside our own area of expertise or experience. And so as business owners, we need to make it easier for people to disagree with us. You know what I mean? We need to invite others' opinions, others' perceptions. We need to ask questions that are likely to surface contrary information. We need to ask people, be the devil's advocate. Give me some ideas about, what's the opposite way we may look at this situation. And really challenge ourselves to think about that. Don't get so hooked on this first option we think about. That's it. Let's go with it. Wrestle that to the ground. Look at it from all sides. And we need often to go out and ask others about their perception. You had suggested going to meetings and conferences and our mentors out there. These are good people that can challenge us to make sure we're on the right path and we're going in the right direction.
Pam, in journalism, there's a pejorative term that's used for people who are lazy, and for reporters who are lazy, and they call it reporting inside your head. And what they mean by that is, instead of going out and in the marketplace and putting shoe leather on the ground and elbow grease into the project, talking to people, finding out what's going on, and reporting on the truth, they'll just sit in their office and write about what they think they know or whatever. They call that reporting inside your head. And sometimes business owners do that to themselves, don't they? That's what if you're reporting inside your head as a business owner, then you're not allowing people to question you. You're not allowing people to offer other suggestions. And frankly, as I said, it's a pejorative term. Reporting inside your head is fraudulent.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we're talking about. Is really widening and opening up and really viewing others' perspectives so that we can make the best decision.
Right.
And then once we make that decision, is another issue that I've found with some of the businesses I work with is the decision maker becomes overconfident that they've made the right decision, and they just kind of make that decision, put it aside, and they don't spend the time to think about, okay, this is a decision I want to make. What are the potential negative outcomes of this? Mm-hmm. Or what would happen if this decision is a failure? And how can I monitor it along the way? And how can I guard against this being a total failure if it looks like it's going south once that decision is made? We tend to kind of make it and then walk away from it without giving it much thought.
So we small business owners who do that are not going to last very long, because as you know, we may make a decision and be pretty smug about it, but it doesn't take too long for those decisions to snap us back to reality, because it's usually associated with money, which we almost always never have enough of.
Yeah, well, I don't know too many people that have enough of that. So what if we, in the decision-making, if we kind of thought about what's the worst-case scenario before we made that decision? If we made a certain decision, what's the worst-case scenario that could happen? And then what's the best-case scenario? And really look at that continuum and help us put everything in perspective.
Well, absolutely.
You know, it would be a much more intentional way.
Well, there's no question about it. And Pam, I've got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
You know, I think don't be afraid to make decisions, and then go outside your comfort zone as far as gathering information and asking for opposite and different opinions, so that you have everything you need to make the best decision.
OrdinaryGreatnessBook.com is where you can find out more about Pam's ideas. That's her book, and she's our good friend, Pam Bilbrey. Thanks for being here. Come back soon. Good job today, Pam Bilbrey. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.